Welcome to Email and Beyond, the podcast bringing you the latest email marketing and other complimentary marketing channel tips, tricks, industry chat, brand insights, and more every 2 weeks. Join me, Richard Wall, Marketing Campaign Manager at Spotler, and Kate Barrett, founder and CEO of eFocus Marketing, as we talk you through the good, the bad, and the ugly of marketing, and how you can create a long-term strategy that gets results.
Welcome to the Email and Beyond podcast. I'm Kate Barrett, founder and CEO of eFocus Marketing.
And I'm Richard Wall, Marketing Campaign Manager for Spotler UK.
And welcome to another episode. Now, today we're going to be digging into the Gmail promotions tab. Richard, how many times have you heard, my emails are going to the promotions tab, help me?
Yeah, it's one that comes up more and more still as the tools get clever and marketers are desperately trying to find their way around them. So I want to kick it off and throw it in the other direction. I don't think it's a problem. First of all, we'll dive into it much more, but
yeah, pros and cons.
Deal with the panic straight away. But I think my first thought is, I always think it speaks to the idea that marketers are somehow like embarrassed about what we do. You know, like, oh, marketing sells shit people don't need to people who don't have the money for it. But I know if we're doing our jobs properly, that we should be, yeah, I'm telling you about products that are for you worthwhile and useful. And yeah, maybe we'll tell the odd person who's not relevant, but then we scrub out our list and move on with our day. Like, actually, marketing's about as much about who we don't want, who we don't target, who it's not for, as who it is for. Otherwise, you spread yourself too thin. So,
and it is promotional.
It is. Yes, that's exactly what it is that we do. So it's a very natural home for us. And if someone's got a whole folder of their Gmail of where they go when they're looking to buy things that will make their lives better, because as I say, that's what we're trying to do in some small way as marketers, it's a perfect file system. My inbox is cluttered with so much. I mean, I use Outlook for all the Gmail 90% of the time, but still trying to find stuff from people that I want to find stuff from is hard. So it's for Google to make a place to go, look, here's all the things that you could buy. Perfect. It's putting you in the context you want to be at. Yeah. Probably better than the junk folder, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's, you know, and I think that really is going to help to put it into context, because the promotions tab is not the junk folder. The promotions tab is the inbox. it's all part of the same thing. And I think, you know, let's talk about the structure of how Gmail breaks it down. So you've got your primary tab, you've got your social tab, and there are a few others that you can choose to turn on or off. And again, it's that person's using its choice. It's not, you know, a default standard. They can choose to turn off having those different tabs. And if you think about, you know, certainly on my iPhone, when I'm looking at it in the iPhone native app, there are no tabs.
No.
They don't even exist. It's all just, yeah, it is a nightmare if you've got lots of emails, but it's all the inbox. So I think we need to stop thinking, finally, of the promotions tab as the enemy and really think of it as in, okay, people coming into the promotions tab, if they are using it, and they're not using it in all circumstances, but if they are, how can we use it to tap into that mindset of, like you said, they want to be buying things right now. Let's break out, let's stand out in the inbox. It is still the inbox, I'm going to keep saying that, and really get through to our audience. And I think this is also just as important for B2B as it is for B2C. Okay. Because so many B2B companies now are using, okay, Outlook is one of them, and you've mentioned that, but are using G Suite and Gmail to run their company email marketing through and to receive those emails. So you're still going to have that option for them to turn it on and off. If you are B2B marketing to marketing managers, CMOs, whoever you're talking to, they could well be using G Suite. So we see it across the board. So it's a really relevant topic for both B2B and B2C marketers. But what do you think are, answer either way, the downsides or the benefits of the promotions tab? Which way would you kind of view it yourself, being a B2B marketer?
I suppose the downside is that you then end up being compared to other marketing emails, so you're competing for the exact same thing. I suppose that could be a benefit or an upside or a downside. If one, yes, you have to compete against other beautifully crafted and targeted marketing emails, but also you're in the right space. So you're looking for, you know, whether it's a discount code, or whether it's a distinctive problem they're having, or whether you get compared directly.
Yep. It's very, but that competition is the same in the inbox when it's all mixed together.
Yeah.
Irrelevant of being in the promotions tab, but actually then you're up against one-to-one communications that people actually want to see and respond to and need to have with people, rather than just the marketing side.
That's true. If I'm sitting flicking through eFocus's latest newsletter and Lee, who's our global CEO, sends me an email, I'm jumping to him. I'm prioritizing his work.
Oh, rude. Sorry. I'll let you off.
But if I'm in the promotion tab, I'm dedicating time to go and okay, I do want to research a new email marketing platform that's going to deliver extra functions. Now my business is a lot bigger than it was 2 years ago. I mean, that mindset, okay, I can compare and contrast, but there's not that many situations where comparisons, I know you can go and look at Trustpilot or SourceForge or whatever to get side-by-side comparisons, but having what the companies say about themselves side by side in that format is probably quite interesting. You can see what do they pitch their strengths on, what do they talk about, how do they, do the folks speak your language? I mean, we know, across the world of software platforms, a lot of the tech exists in various combinations in a lot of different products that you use, but then it's, what about the people behind it? When I get assigned an account manager, am I gonna get on with them? What's their support team like? Are they quite personal? Do I know them well? Am I going to remember? So I'll speak to Melissa for the third time, is she going to remember? Or do I get a different person every time because they've got a huge call center full of support people? And, I'm not saying either of those is preferable to the other particularly. I mean, the spot the way is much better, obviously. But you might prefer a different way around. But it's having that side-by-side comparison, I think, is probably quite useful.
Email and Beyond is an eFocus Marketing and Spotler production. eFocus Marketing are a specialist email marketing agency based in the UK and serving customers around the world. We help brands use email more intelligently to engage your audience through our range of consultancy, management, and training services. To find out more about how eFocus can help you supercharge your email marketing, visit e-focusmarketing.com/email-and-beyond.
Right back to you on the tech side. So I've said, I don't use G Suite that much, far more about. So once we've accepted that promotion, once we've accepted it exists, because that's not going away.
It
exists. What's the five stages of
grief, anger. We've got to accept it.
So once you've progressed to acceptance, what kind of things you do? What are the practical things you can do to be like, okay, I'm in the promotions tab, how do I make the most of this positioning? Should I be writing emails in different language? Should I be doing different subject lines? What can we actually do about the way the situation is unfolding?
Yeah, definitely. I think the first thing to really think about is identifying that trust in the inbox. Because particularly where we are then up against other promotional emails, we've got to be able to stand out. And trust is the first thing that we want to build, even before we get to our catchy subject lines and hooking them in and all that great content. So, making sure that you've got Bimmy in place, making sure that you've got that logo that shows up in the Gmail inbox next to your messages, really helps to build that brand trust. And then it's, what are the tools that Gmail has available? And Gmail does have a couple of great tools available for you in the promotions tab, because they say themselves, don't fight the tabs. Don't try and game the system and get yourself into the primary tab, because actually, do you know what? If you're in the primary tab and you're not your global CEO who's trying to communicate with you, or, it's not your mum messaging you about what do you want for dinner at the weekend when you come over or what have you. Those are the ones that should be in the primary tab. Those are those communications that are primary. If you try and get your sales messages, your marketing messages into the primary tab, you're messing with that. So you then have a much higher propensity for the people looking at those messages to go, oh, you know, hit the spam or junk button, register a complaint. And we do not want that negative behavior. Certainly for deliverability, we do not want that. So I think we need to think about that first. Don't game the tabs. Don't try and get around them. Use them to their advantage. And as I mentioned, Gmail gives you two key ways that you can use the promotions tab to stand out. So you've got Gmail annotations and you've got product carousels within that. So this is actually using real estate within the inbox, get this if anyone hasn't seen this before, to show your offer there in the inbox. So if you've never seen Gmail annotations, and I've got to be honest, I don't see a lot of them come into my inbox.
I've never seen them before.
I don't see a lot of brands using it. I mean, this has been out for years. The functionality has been out almost since they brought out the promotions tab. It's kind of just after that. But what you can do is you can kind of highlight a key image or a product carousel in the inbox. You can highlight what your offer is. So if you've got a 10% off offer, you can have it saying that in the inbox. And it's actually kind of bringing it to life. So you haven't just got your subject line, pre-header and your from name. You've actually got that beginning information right there. So Gmail are giving you these tools, giving you the ability to add that additional value for your audience. And a lot of people aren't using it.
Even before they've opened it.
So. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm sure we'll put a link with this podcast in the show notes. But, you know, there's a page on Gmail. If you just type in Gmail annotations into Google, it will come up and it will tell you how to do it, what you can have on there, how to code it in. It's really not that difficult. And if you're working with a great email service provider or CRM platform, like Spotler, of course, then I'm sure that you would be able to implement this really, really easily. So, yeah, speak to your Spotler account manager if you're part of Spotler. But what it really is using this functionality to do what we want to do as marketers anyway, which is stand out in the inbox. Get our offer, our message, our key piece of information, whether it's B2B or B2C, out to our audience. So I think definitely in terms of promotional tab functionality, use those. But we also then have to go back to our kind of normal marketing teaching and learning on what we know. How do we connect to our audience? What do our audience need? What do they want? How do we make that subject line stand out? Using the pre-header text to back up your subject line in the inbox and really make sure that you're drawing people in. And then, of course, having that clear, concise content, really good call to action, drive them through to where you want to go. But we've got those the ability to use those elements in the inbox. But as marketers, we have to overlay our strategy, what we know about our customers, to then really bring it to life.
So this is quite similar to what we talked about in the AI episode, in our first one, of it's not about handing everything to the tool and going away. It's not about ignoring it completely. It's about that.
Work with it.
Yeah, understand what it does, what it doesn't do, how it does it. And turn that around. This is the thread through so many things that we have talked about, we're going to talk about, that doing the things and making the most of it. The number of marketers that aren't doing some... I understand that from a background of me being in the software day in, day out, all the time, things that I think of as obvious maybe aren't, and that's part of the reason to do the podcast, to share that stuff and say, look, you can do this. I knew about it, but you didn't, and I'm going to help you know about it. That's the job. And I've meandered slightly on where I was going with that. But like, it's a really good theme that we're developing and continue to develop, of working with the tools, understanding what it is they do and how they do it.
Yeah.
And that's
but
useful.
Using the tools to back up your strategy.
Yes.
The tools will never be the be-all and end-all, because they just facilitate what you as a marketer wants to do, how you are going to connect with your audience, the audience that you're speaking to, the targeting that you put behind it. You know, it's like deliverability. You know, it's a dark art.
Yes.
But actually it isn't. All it is sending the right message to the right person at the right time. And if you connect that, whether you're B2B or B2C, and actually in B2B, it's even more important, because you're dealing with one-to-one. You're not dealing with kind of an amalgamation of Gmail is going to send you to the junk folder, or, you know, because of an overall reputation. It's very much one-to-one. So if you burn that bridge, that's it. And that comes down to your strategy. It comes down to understanding who you're sending to. And again, if we connect the promotional tab into kind of a deliverability conversation, it's no different to understanding how your audience at Gmail are reacting to your emails versus at Outlook with Microsoft or Hotmail or whatever version of that you use now. I never know. You know, it's no different when we've got deliverability issues. We isolate and we figure out, right, why is it not working within this specific email provider? So using those tools that you have in the promotions tab is certainly going to help you with that, with surfacing right message to the right person. Got to connect that with your strategy, and then using clever things like automation to get the right time. Because you can send out the best offer, you know, we could put it within the promotions tab, we can have all the annotations on it, but if you're not sending it at the right time for that person, they're still not going to convert with you. It's still not going to push them through. So it's really important to consider that strategy. And like we said at the beginning, whether you're B2B or B2C, Gmail promotions tab applies to you. B2B businesses are using this as well. B2C, you're obviously got people, consumers signing up using Gmail addresses. So definitely I would advise going to have a look at Gmail annotations. Have a look at those product carousels that you can put in there and the offers right there within the inbox. But really focus on understanding who your audience are and sending the right message to the right person at the right time.
So is there, I mean, we might be straying too far into the technical stuff for a short podcast, but is this then arguing to say your next segmentation project is your Gmail users versus your Outlook users?
If you've got a problem there, yes. So we need to be looking at our results and seeing how are our open rates and how are our click-through rates doing at specific providers within our list, and certainly connecting that into deliverability. But I think the first thing is, if you have a percentage of your audience that are opening on a Gmail device, on many ESPs and CRM platforms, you can see that in your reporting, then we need to be understanding what those functionalities are. Annotations, making sure that's coded in, making sure that's used, and really kind of pulls that message to life. So yes, we need to understand our audience, understand the breakdown of what domains that they're using, and then how that connects into how we improve our strategy and better talk to our audience and surface those offers.
There we go. That's the
gist of
it. The Gmail gist. That's the name of the episode. We've done it.
So yeah, I think my kind of parting, kind of reasonably quick episode today, but is just to say, don't be afraid of the promotions tab. Work with it. Don't work against it. It's trying to swim upstream otherwise. Yeah. Work with it. Use the tools that are there. But really, again, as we say in every single episode of this podcast, it's about your audience. It's about your subscribers and how you can really tap in to what they need from you.
There we go. Yep. I'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rich. And thanks for joining us for another episode.
If you like this episode, please follow us on YouTube, subscribe through iTunes, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.